They say, okay. Before this, your cancer, was there any pain? No. Was there any fear? No. So what changed? He's scared now. He's afraid. And because of it, everything come upon him. And I said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of faith. And the man looked at me and said, he's a man of God. He said, is this there for you to say? He said, if you're in my shoe. I want us to thank God that the devil did not put us in the corner. I want us to appreciate this good God today that the devil did not win concerning you and me. I want you to thank this good God this morning that God, the all-powerful God, is there for you. Just appreciate this good God this morning. I want you to appreciate this good God this morning. Just thank him for who he is. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he is doing. Just appreciate this good God this morning. I want you to just in your own way, that Lord, no prison sentence is hanging on my head. No death sentence is hanging on my head. No sickness sentence is hanging on my head. Let's just give God this glory. Let's appreciate this God. Let's appreciate this God this morning. I want you to give him praise this morning. In your own little way, give him praise this morning. Mante kotumbranda yegedegede. Just appreciate God this morning. Appreciate God this morning. Libre degede bale koshonde yegede. We just want to say thank you. Baba, we just want to say thank you. Baba, we just want to say thank you. Agbani lagbaton. We want to appreciate you this morning. We want to appreciate you this morning. You have been God by yourself. Lord, we worship you. Baba, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you, God. La bronte le gede 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 gede. Libre de de gede gede. Marata keshe gede gede gede. I pranto koto gede gede. I bara da 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 gada bre gede. Monto baro kosho le gede gede. Ibre te kosho te gede gede. Lord, we worship you. Abba, we glorify your holy name. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. I want you to thank God for more one thing. Every one of us, we have pattern in our family. But I want you to thank God for one thing. That evil pattern is no more so much prominent. I witnessed a few things in the last 2 weeks. You know, and I was asking the person, a man of God, and I said, why is it that though they die young in your family, but they die mysteriously? Death will just take them. You understand? Kishe kuka for all the ku. Is that the Ganya one bone, you know, one silly accident. One member of the family was going for graduation, and it's that day he crashed on the bike, toting boom for years and died instantly. None of them, they are just dying in the 50s, 60s. I want us to thank God that you did not allow evil pattern to be established in my life. I want you to just thank God for that. I want you to thank God for that. Thank God, Lord, for keeping my family. Lord, for keeping my family. I'm expecting a change. I trust you for the change. I know you're able to do the change. Just pray to God this morning. Pray to God this morning. Pray to him this morning. Mokande le bre de gede gede. I bre de 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 gede. Libra da gede. Just thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. Well, we worship you. Baba, we worship you. In Jesus' majestic name, we worship. Are we really ready to pray today? I've spoken to 3-4 people in the last 1 week. After I preach, it is time for you to ask the right question. A lot of things, I begin to ask myself the right question. I begin to I begin to engage God. But I just realized some things. You know, there are some things you will get to. And somebody will talk to you. It either trigger anger in you or trigger praise. One young lady came to me yesterday and he said this. What he said, I realized what he was saying. But what I was praying for is different. I want us today. The Bible says, I will end war in your life. That's what the Bible says. It said, I will end every battle. That's why Solomon looked at his father. He said, my father, as famous, as much as God loved him, he said, my father could not build a house for God. Imagine that. He said, because of battles. Can that shock us? Why we are not progressing as fast as we could is battles. You will gather the money to do something good. Something will just show up and eat it up. Yoruba used to say, Ekantaru, Kuma Bankatan Roje. Almighty God. Hello, Dabire. All powerful. Aparade Kari Aye. Almighty God. Hello, Dabire, all powerful. I'm just hearing it for the first time, and it touched my heart. There's no like unto him. I'm asking God. I think last week I put a quote on the TV, on the Facebook. I said, do not allow the family you came from destroy the family that will come from you. Is this about this issue of pattern? And I'm dealing with pattern for the next 3-4 weeks, as the Lord permits me. This Almighty God, who can end issues in the life of Abraham, he pulled Abraham out of his father's house. Let this God pull you out today. When we look, until you ask questions, until you check your life, until you deal with things, I always say, my wife will remember this clearly. Some of us will also remember. Our children cannot pray the way we are praying. They cannot. But I just imagine the age range of my children, if they are struggling to pray, what will happen to their children? So if a pattern should go from me to my children, how will they undo it? Now imagine if it go to their children. And this is why we need to pray. Hardly can you count 20, 30 people like Demilade at his age who still love God. Hallelujah. I was talking to my daughter yesterday. I said, I thank God for her life. How many of her age will pick Bible and study on their own? They don't even go to church, talk less of waking up and say, I'm studying this scripture. So I want us to really deal with some issues today. Thank God for the number we have in the house today. Because God has his own plan for everything. Please give me this scripture. Exodus 14:14. Exodus 14. You will fight and fight through today. You will fight and win. The day of losing battle is over in your life. The day of losing battle is over. Exodus 14:14 say, and the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. In Job 5:12, he said, he disappointed the devices of the crafty. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hand cannot perform their enterprise. Hallelujah. It disappointed them. Give me Isaiah 49, 24. I'm reading this few scripture and then we start to pray. Whoever says what you are praying for, you will not get it. We die before their time. Whoever says it will sit down and mess up with what gives you happiness and mess up with what gives you joy, God will terminate their life today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, yes, child, the prayer be taken from the hand of the mighty or the lawful captive delivered. I've spoken about this in this church before. Many of us, the enemy have something they are holding on against us. But the Bible says something. It said, I will do what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. So whatever they are holding on, heaven will disappoint them today in the name of Jesus. Give me 25. In verse 25, it said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away. Hallelujah. Even the mighty. The captive of the mighty. Every case they have against you, God will still deliver you today in the name of Jesus. He said, and the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. Hallelujah. When lion was fighting one animal, it was really biting the animal hard. And the animal began to drag towards, I've forgotten the name of the animal. And it began to drag him towards the water. The moment the leg of the animal get to the water, it started swimming. The lion was looking at him like this, could not touch. From today, your enemy will not be able to reach you anymore. In the name of Jesus. There's another one I was watching. Is it called porcupine or something like that? The animal that have spikes. It's porcupine or what they call it, occupine or porcupine. And this tiger, whatever, wanted to eat it. The moment you do like this, the thing will sting the mouth. The thing will rot. After some time, the tiger sit down, they look. And sit down, and you look at this, the animal is not big than this. And you see this tiger, maybe he's already hungry, but could not touch. From today, God will build a hedge around your life in the name of Jesus. A hedge that the enemy cannot penetrate in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, whether we like it or not, patterns are right. Patterns are real. Patterns are real. If you can think and you look at the pattern, I've broken some patterns in my life, but that's still something I see. There are some patterns that are broken. You know, one of the things I was thinking on the plane, and I said, this thing is hurting me. When you are broken through something, and you see a child trying to build what you have broken. Do you follow what I'm saying? You broke, it's like, let's say, you fought, you pray, you work hard to break the body of poverty. And one, a man who is rich, and the daughter wake up and he said, I embrace life of poverty. Huh? Have you ever seen the rich men, children, who will go on 2 weeks, 2 months, I mean, 2 years holiday on backpack? They're on backpack, sleeping rough, opening. This is a young lady, not a man. And the parents have millions. And they are saying, we have something for you to be doing. He said, no, I want to enjoy my life. They backpack to Australia, will be sleeping, they'll be raping them. Everything they are doing is against the prayer their parents have prayed. The parents that has worked hard through threat become a millionaire and the child is sleeping in the marketplace. Hallelujah. Because when you see some of these girls that die in that, some of them are from very reliable family. They just speak, all my friends are doing backpacking. And there was a girl who left after second year, took a year gap in the university to go and backpack, end up dying towards the end. What I'm saying is this. Patterns are real. Patterns are terrible. Patterns can destroy. I want you to, the prayer we are praying from now on is number one, this pattern must stop on my head. Number two, Lord, do not allow my children to resurrect the pattern. Do we follow it? It's different from stopping over your head, but for your children from resurrecting it. Look at Abraham. Abraham had only one wife, but they gave him concubine. Housemaid. After that, Isaac escaped it. Whether it's Isaac play out, whether Isaac do, we don't know. But when Jacob will pick it up, when the whole hell agreed to put Jacob's life in disarray. In fact, Jacob married from his mother's family, which is the pattern in Abraham's family. But he married there, he had to marry two daughters, brothers, the two sisters. Then they gave him two concubines. And this is where patterns are dangerous. This is where patterns are dangerous. Now, when Jacob's children will pick up Judah, do we know the story of Judah? Judah had to marry the daughter-in-law. Because the owner and her, the wife of her owner died, marry, God kill the father said, go to your father's house. When I have a grown-up child, he will marry you. The father started dating Alot. When the daughter-in-law saw that the father was visiting Alot, he said, I still love this family, these guys. And came back just to empower patterns. So what we are dealing with today is just pattern. Listen, because I don't know about you, me, it's hurting me that the traces of my father evil is still in my life. Or the things that I cannot see in myself, I'm seeing the traces of my family in my children. Things I believe I've escaped, but I'm seeing the traces in the life of my own children. No, it cannot be. It will not stand. It will not stand. Amen. But can I tell you, until you pray, nothing goes away on itself. Until you handle it with all power, with all strength, nothing goes away itself. I am telling you, the devil is so cunning, the devil will permutate it until you walk into it. Hallelujah. So in the next 1 hour, whatever strength we have, I wanted us to pray. One of the things we deal with that is very dangerous is names. One of the things the enemy used to hand over issues into our life is names. I remember the day I was doing the dedication of my daughter. And I went to KICC, and the pastor asked for the name. When I said the name, he just said, I said, what did he talk now? Honestly, he didn't say much, and we left. But something in me began to make research. I gave my daughter a name after my mother's name. So what is wrong? I just went into the dictionary meaning of the name. It said bitterness. So I wake up in the morning, I call my own daughter bitterness. That's the meaning of the name. So I'm waking up in the morning, I say bitterness. Is that prophecy? So, and I look at the life of my mother, it was bitterness. That bitterness was written everywhere. And I said, no. It cost me a fortune to change my surname and her name. Because I have to change passport, change everything. When I was changing my name on the properties I have, it cost me a lot to do it. But I just said, if this will be one step to stop it, I will do it. Am I talking to somebody? I'm not asking anybody to change their name today. I'm just explaining. You need to get to a point where you say, the Bible said Jabez woke up and Jabez said, no, I can't continue like this. Why will I be carrying sorrow? Give me First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, and we'll read 10. First Chronicles 4, 9. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Hallowed be thy power. First Chronicle, chapter 4, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable. Listen, that means in his family he was the best. In his family, is everybody go to him? Uncle, give us this. Uncle, maybe he's the only one in their family who is riding a bicycle. Hallelujah. The day I know that there is war was when my brother ride Okada from Lagos to Elisha because he wanted to come and collect money. Because he borrowed my mother's school fees to pay my school fees. Somebody that's supposed to be training me came angrily from Lagos to Elisha, which is about 250 kilometers out or so. 3 hours journey to come and collect 40 naira. Hallelujah. Then, you see, man, God was, what forced this guy to do this? Somebody you need to pray with. He was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. So that sorrow was what's following him. But look at his prayer, verse 10. Go to the next verse 10. Somebody's on training. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou will bless me indeed. With me, I've been blessed, but my blessing is not indeed. Enlarge my coast. I have been too small. And that thy hand might be with me. Which means the hand of the Lord has not been with him before. With me when he journey alone. And that thou will keep me from evil. Four fantastic prayers. And he said that it may not grieve me. He said, anytime I'm going forward, there's grief following me. I want this grief to stop. And the Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. Every request you will ask today, heaven will grant it to you in the name of Jesus. As you pray this morning, the Lord will grant it for you in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Revelation 13:10. I'm taking 10 minutes to explain. Revelation 13:10. Hallelujah. Yes, we'll give you time. Good. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Do we understand that English? Does anybody have another version? He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Even the person who leads you in your family, even if the person is already dead, will go into his own captivity. You will not be the one that will inherit their captivity in the name of Jesus. Is that he that killeth with sword must be killed with this word. Here is the patient and the faith. They made their bed. They must lie in it. Evil must not make bed for you to lie on. Anybody that match it to. Anybody mark for prison, you go into prison. Anyone harassing everybody with sword must be killed with the sword. Do we get it today? Are we ready to really pray? Listen, I have celebrated in mediocrity for too long. Like, when you see somebody who should not be praying for you, and you are seeing him, he's celebrating mediocrity. When you submit to things that is leading nowhere, I want somebody to really pray to you. We have been raised in a way that we do not challenge what needs to be challenged. I know a pastor, before we start to pray, I know a pastor, powerful prayer warrior. His parents were millionaire. He's an Igbo man. This issue pushed this guy, sir. He left home, fought with the father, left home, and became a conductor under bridge in Lagos. And he was sleeping under bridge. His life was wrecked. In fact, if this man is preaching, if you listen to him now, you will think he's calling passenger for vehicle. He's talking like conductor. That's the way he talk. Because he's the thing that sent him. He said he smoked Igbo. That you don't need to know the smell of Igbo, just come near him. He said after I got born again about 2 years, he was still smelling Igbo. Hallelujah. He said that was a life he lived. But one day God arrested him. But when God arrested him, he went home. When he got home, he asked the right question from his father. He said, Daddy, what happened? Daddy now said, why I didn't look for you? I know before you reach 50, you are coming back home and you will still be rich. He said, that's what happened to me too. This rough life you live, I live it. He said, Granddad did the same thing. He said, this money, I can't hand it over to you, I will finish it. He said, you also have your own money, you will finish it. He said, I can't guarantee that your children will not do the same thing. The man said, that is what thrown him into prayer. Now, let's say why you need to pray. He had a 22-year-old son. 20-year-old son, who is an evangelist. An evangelist left home to go to Abuja and start being conductor. First degree, an evangelist, born again, the evangelist born again, went to Abuja and started being conductor. Somebody, you need to pray. Let's rise on our feet. Somebody, you are going to cry. Lord, it must not go beyond this. It must end today. Wherever these issues are coming from, Lord, let the end, this pattern must end today. I'm not saying on me, oh, it must end today. I don't want to carry go. I don't want to carry on. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, every issues that I inherited from my bloodline, every issues that came into my life from my bloodline, Lord, this morning, I hand over to your altar. Let it end now. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Let it end now. Every issue. Leaking to Brato Kosho Gede Gede. I want you to pray for yourself. Let it end now. Every issues that was handed over to me from my bloodline. Every issues. Libre de Gede Gede Gede. Barada da gada brede gede gede. Pray for yourself. Libre de 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 de. Pray for yourself. Cry to God. Arise in your anger, oh God, and fight for me. Arise in your anger and set me free. Arise in your anger, oh God,
and deliver me. My children must not carry this on with me. Oh God, arise. Baba, arise. Baba, arise. Pray to God this morning. Pray to God this morning. Arise, Lord, to set me free. Arise, Lord, to set me free. Arise, Lord, to set me free. Marlele gede bregede. Ibre de 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 de. Ibre de 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 de. Ibala da 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 da. Ibre de 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 de. Ibre keshele gede gede. Ibala da 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 da. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Fight for me this morning, Jehovah. Fight for me this morning, Jehovah. Fight for me this morning, Jehovah. He combalida do bregegegede. He bregegegede. Arise for me. Arise for me. I don't want to carry on with this issue. I don't want to carry on with this pain. Arise for me, Lord. 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 He carabara da 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 da. He bregegegede. He bregegegede. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I do not know what my father confessed to. I do not know what my mother confessed to. I do not know what my bloodline have confessed to. Every effect of their evil covenant, of their evil confession, Lord, cancel it this morning. Let it end this morning. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every effect of their negative confession, of their evil confession, of their demeaning confession, let it end today, Lord. Let it end today. Let it end today. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every effect of my father, negative confession. Every effect of my mother, negative confession. I hand it today. I hand it today. I hand it today. A lican proto dogodo. A bereko shagada. Every effect of their negative confession. Every effect of their visiting the shrine. Every effect of all the evils they have done. I hand it today, Lord. I hand it to the Lord. I hand it to the Lord. I hand it to the Lord. He break it, get it, get it. He break it, get it, get it. He break 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 it, get it. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray. Every harassment against my star. Every aggressive attack against my destiny, I cancel it. Listen to me. Let me explain a few things to you. Mama, you know, why was Moses born at the time of war? They were killing thousands of children. Eh? The first place to put this dude is an invested water with crocodile. Eh? No, imagine a mother watching the child to die. He said, I will have to run away. The same thing happened to a guy in the book of Genesis 16, verse 13. And that's where the word El Roy comes in. The God that seeth me. He was in pain. He said, the God that seeth, how will my child die in my hands? Aggressive attack. Aggressive attack. The Bible said when Jesus was born, God even said they should carry Jesus away. Because Jesus has no mate. Okay. Jesus doesn't have playmate. Because all the boys of his age were killed. Yeah. So when Jesus was growing up, the father was growing up among girls. Oh, they. Hey, Jesus. Who is playing with you? Maybe when he's also playing ball, was carrying down like the girls. All his bed mate. God that secured your life through the issues of life, that is still securing your life, will keep you today in the name of Jesus. That God will keep you today in the name of Jesus. And will keep you today in the name of Jesus. Pray with, say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I paralyze all aggression against my star. I paralyze every evil effect against my destiny. I paralyze every eyes that is looking at my destiny, every power that says they will stop me at a particular point, every power that says I will not manifest, let the power die right now. Open your mouth, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Every aggressiveness against my star, I paralyze it today. I paralyze it today. I paralyze it today. I paralyze it. Get tokada. I paralyze it today. And to baro doko shegegede. Libre de 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 de. Ibre de 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 de. Ibraga shegede. Ibre de 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 de. Ibako shegede. Ibre de de de. Ibara da da da. Ibrekete. Every aggressiveness against my destiny, against my purpose in life. Ali katebregede. In Jesus' name we pray. I know some of us did science. Not everybody did science. But those of you who did science, you know, when you have acidic situation, when you have acid, you get a base, or alkaline. You pour the same strength, and then you neutralize it. But if you want to make it an alkaline solution, you make sure the alkaline is more than the acid. Then neutralize it completely. You are going to pray. Every toxin, every, what is the other English for toxin now? Every pain from my parent, every issues originating from my parent, I neutralize it with the power of Holy Ghost. Before you pray, you understand what I'm saying? Can I say to you, in fact, if what you are going through, if you cannot trace it to your parent, it's what we call the new rope. We are not dealing with new rope today. We are dealing with things from your parent. And that's why you need to pray. And that's why I said, ask the right question. That's what I preach about. Jacob. If Jacob goes to his father, ask Isaac, why did I marry four wives? Isaac would tell him, I said, you are a greedy boy. you are a stupid boy. You went to the family you're supposed not to go to. But is it the problem? No. It came from Baba Abraham. But if I say, granddad, what happened? Granddad would tell him, it's my foolishness, so it's my greediness, so it is this, it is that. It will have said it. The purpose of God for Jacob was Leah, not even Rachel. You are going to cry to God, Lord, this morning by your anointing, by your grace, I neutralize every evil effect from my parents. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father, I carry on your grace today. I carry on mercy today. I neutralize. I made non-effect. Every effect, every negative effect from my mother, from my father, from my bloodline, every evil they have done that is affecting my life, I bring it to an end today. I neutralize it today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I neutralize it. I neutralize it. The way they do them, it will not do me. What they went through, I will not go through it. The poverty that enriched them, I will not experience that poverty. Pray for yourself this morning. pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Mi canto breke ke kodo. Libre de. I neutralize every effect of family name upon me. Every effect of town's issue upon my life. Every effect of my bad place upon my life. I neutralize it this morning. 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 He can brototoko togede. Le protoko shogede. I neutralize it this morning. I neutralize it this morning. He kosharo brande degede. Le brede de. He break it degede. He brada da. In Jesus' name we pray. I still going to pray. I neutralize the effect of family name upon my life. Negative effect of my family name. You know, there are some, Mama will realize this, there are some names, when you mention them in the town, everybody will know, ah, if you go to our town and say, ah, that's it all. The name alone, you will start running. You don't want to see the man. It was tough. It was bad. He enjoyed when people are in pain. The meaning of Jatiro is not bad. But the name, the attitude that surrounds the name has messed up the originator of the name. There's another man that in my time, then I forgot, I'm trying to remember the name, my mom can remember. What he specialized is to put on that boot of people's wife. Not his wife. He will just look at this girl. He just say, I'll show his husband. You are not the husband. He just put on that boot. And when the person catch, they always know when there is issue. When there is a thunderbolt to Allah in my time, if it's not that terror, it is that man. They carry the weapon of issues. So everybody begin to curse this family. Eh? It's like if your father is a policeman, you need extra prayer. If your mother is an immigration officer, custom officer, people who you did not offend, we just start placing calls. Hallelujah. And that's why you need to pray. I was talking to a young man and I said, your father is rich. Your father is a number one police officer in the state. I said, that make you need to pray. IG. Not IG, commissioner from Snapple. He says, sir, don't worry. We sort everything with money. I said, what I'm talking about is not money issue. It's destiny issues. I said, go and check how many police children excel in life. I'm not talking of UK. I'm talking of Nigeria situation. The UK police are your friend. Hallelujah. Whether they are, I don't know. But police are your friend. Police will not take bribe. Will not. In some cases, you don't have any reason to curse police here. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Every effect of family name on me. Every effect of family name on me. Lord, I neutralize it today. Every effect. Whatever family name is causing me. Whatever town name. Please, before you start to pray. Whatever country name is causing me. Abi, are you not? Whatever effect. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. I come to you with humility today. Every effect of family name on my life. Every effect of bad place on my life. Every effect of everything I passed through on my life. Oh God of heaven, neutralize it today. Oh God of heaven, by your power, neutralize it today. Let's open our mouth and pray for ourselves. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every effect. Lord, neutralize it. whatever effect that the time I was born has had on my life, Lord, neutralize it today. Whatever effect, libre kutu yegede degede, mambro toko shegede gede, ibre de 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 de, iba kosho legede. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I will soon match us up to pray. But before we do that, you are going to pray this. It just came to my spirit. What has anger brought me to? What has I can do it myself brought me to? Eh? You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place. You are God by. You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen. You are going to pray. Lord, you are God by yourself. Every decision of mine that is causing delay in my life, every decision I've taken in the past that is affecting me negatively, every wrong decision I've taken that I thought it was right when I was taking it, that is affecting my life, every wrong decision my parents have taken that is affecting my life, say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, every decisions that I've taken unknowingly or knowingly, every decision that I have used anger to take that is affecting my life, every decisions that my parents have taken, every decisions of my grandparents that is affecting my life negatively, oh God of heaven, arise today. Purge the effect out of my life. Purge it out of my system. Purge it out of my life. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, purge it. Lord, I must not repeat the mistake of my grandfather. I must not repeat the mistake of my daddy. I must not repeat the mistake of my mother. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Yes, Lord, pray for yourself. Malida dumbrandi gedim broko shogede. Lili gundu bragada. Every effect of past decisions. Every effect of past decisions. Every effect of parental decisions. Every effect of bloodline decisions. Makambro toko de 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 lebele de 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 ibroko shalege de 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 yes Holy Ghost malibre de 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 ibreke shalege de in Jesus name we pray. Can somebody pray this prayer? Every cause that is acting upon me from when I was in the womb, who pointed to the womb of your mother and placed a curse? May that curse be reversed today. May that curse be reversed today. Who cursed your mom before your birth? That the child, this woman, will give birth to this, what will happen? May that curse be reversed today in the name of Jesus. Someone, you need to pray. Who did your mother date and your mother did not marry? And the person begin to place a curse upon the children. You know what happened? If she didn't marry me, all the children must be this. All the children must be that. Thank God for UK. If you don't, if you date a boy, he didn't marry, he'll be angry with you for 2 minutes. It's over. I mean, go to our country. They will be angry for life.
That is why ex will still be pursuing a married woman. And you are what? You are my ex. I mean, ex is ex. It's not mathematics where they will say find ex in the solution. Ex is ex.
You are going to cry to God. Every attack before I was born and the one I got when my mother was pregnant of me.
If there's only one person who prayed this prayer through today, heaven will applaud us for praying.
Olorun agbaye o. Olorun agbaye o. Sebe yin le foju orun. Sebe yin le foju orun sa. Shopura. Olorun agbaye o.
You are mighty o.
You know, young ones, you know what it means. God used the old level like a blanket. That's what it means. So if God can use the old level as a blanket to cover himself, what is the problem you have that cannot be solved? You know, we finished praying. And one young girl came to me and said, Pastor, why do we pray this hard? In this trip I just went, why are you praying this hard? Life is not that hard. And I said, sit down. Hear this. Life is not this hard because they are feeding you. And I explained a few things. By the time I talked like 3 minutes, he said, oh, it's like my mom went through this. I said, why you said that? He said, I see mom do this, 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 this. I said, that's why we pay hard. It's not that we love prayer hard and lose our voice. But when life show you what you don't want to see, then you pray. Even when life show you what you want to see, you still pray. You need prayer to sustain good things. And you need prayer to end bad things. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Every arrow that was shot at my destiny before I was born. Every arrow that was shot at my destiny before my conception. Oh God of heaven, I rise today. Neutralize their effect. Neutralize their effect. I must not carry on like this, Lord. My life must turn around. My situation must turn around. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. I paralyze every leg roaming about because of my destiny. Every human being walking around because of my destiny, because of my purpose on earth. Lord, I neutralize their effect. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ali kumbrende legodo. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer. I break collective evil collective responsibility. What is wrong with black people? Why is it that black people struggle? I break out of that struggle today. What is wrong with Nigerians? Why does Nigerians struggle? I break out of that collective responsibility today. You know, they used to say, how many Jebus are here? I'm sorry, don't be offended if you are Jebu. You know, they say Jebus are, they don't spend money. They said when the Jebu want to drink garri, they will do their hand like this. They will do their hand like this. And they'll be drinking garri, you will think there's something there. Is it true? You are Jebu too. It's not true. Until I see a rich man who put two chicken, two thigh of a chicken, put it down, and drink garri, finish the garri, return the chicken back to the soup. Do you follow it? He put the garri there, put two chicken leg beside it. So when you see him, you think he's drinking the garri with the chicken leg. But when they when he finished the garri, they carried the chicken back to the soup. People that know him said that's the way he does it. So that he, and when you see him, you will say he's enjoying. But he are you Jebu too? Is that no wasting? You know why? They said that's why people know it. That's the way he do it every time. Listen to me. This person is not poor. It's just mentality. Somebody, you are going to pray. Everything in my mentality, that's the attractive. Everything, the way I think, that's the attractive. The way I process information, that's the attractive. Oh God, my Father, help me out of it today. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, whatever is in my upbringing, whatever that is in my mentality that is affecting my life, that is attracting me to evil, oh God of heaven, neutralize it from my life today. Take it away from my life today. Pray for yourself. Whatever is in your mentality, whatever is in your mentality, they said of Jesus, can anything good come out of Nazareth? But in the book of Acts 10:38, they said, but this Jesus who went about doing good, I want you to cry to God, my case will be different. My upbringing will not affect me. Oh God, what I've been through, what I'm going through, will not end my life, oh God. He brought that to Kanshobregegede. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pray this one, and then we ask us to take ourselves two by two. We are going to, Lord, anything that hinder me from achieving my dream, Lord, I'll put it to now. Alagbara tuba kokoro lowo iku bere ombobo. To pay on Bobo. He won it. The Bible says it's the all powerful that took it from the dead. That's the song I was singing. Mercy will speak for somebody today. I stand between the altar and the porch and I prophesy to somebody's life. Within the next 24 hours, you will see the hand of God in your situation. That situation will end automatically in the name of Jesus. God that took the key away from death. That God that arrested death, went to hell, stayed there for 3 days and came out, the death could not overpower him. No sickness will overpower you in the name of Jesus. No deadly situation will overpower you in the name of Jesus. Heaven will bring you out of whatever you are going through in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will bring you out of whatever you are going through in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Anything that hinder me, anything that deny me access to greatness, oh God of heaven, destroy today. Anything destroy today that hinder me from being what I'm praying for, that hinder me for what I believe God for, Lord, neutralize it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hold somebody by the hand. You are going to pray violently for the person. Hold somebody. Girls, do you know there are issues in life? You know, too young to know. Although they need their commandoto. We are going to cry to God. You are the graduate, Abby. You didn't invite us for chicken. Oh, both of you are graduates. You didn't invite us for chicken. You are going to pray. This is what you will tell God for the person you are holding. The angel that is bringing what he's praying for must not go without delivering it. Do we understand it? The angel bringing what this woman is praying for, Lord, today, give it to her. Open your mouth, pray for that person. Pray for that person. Lord, this person I'm praying for. Whatever is believing God for, all you angel that is bringing it, deliver it today. No delay. No delay, no denier. Come with reinforcement from heaven. You must not be delayed, though. Deliver it to this woman. This woman has stayed for too long. This woman has been on this mountain for too long. Oh, angel that was sent from above to help him, to help her, give it to her. Pray for her. Oh, angel of God, give it to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for that same person again and say, Lord, this person must celebrate too before the end of this year. Whatever we make them to celebrate, oh God of heaven, give it to them. Open your mouth, pray for that person. What we make their joy to be full, what we make their happiness to be full, Lord, give unto them. Before the end of this year, Lord, God in top Baba, Oluwa de Otori Washale Oluwa. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. In Jesus' name we pray. Look for somebody else. You are going to pray. What belongs to this person that is in the wrong hand? Lord, collect it back for him. anything that it belongs to this woman that is in the hand of a wrong person, by mercy, collect it for him. Collect it for her. Pray for that person. What is this woman looking for that is in the hand of somebody else? Talojo koti adura dobiri igba. Lord, collect it for her. Collect it for her. Pray for that person. This woman is praying for. Lord, collect it for her. Who is the wicked woman in their family that is holding on to what is praying for? Who is that wicked person that is saying the joy will not be full? Oh God, collect it for her this morning. Collect it for her, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray one more prayer for that person. Lord, out of the hard rock, bring honey for this woman. You know what that prayer means before you pray is this. No matter how difficult the situation, Lord, bring joy for this person. Let the answer be for this person. Let this person receive an answer. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Out of hard rock, let honey begin to flow out. Let honey begin to flow out. They already said it is not possible. Let the impossibility become possible. Let the impossibility become possible. Do something great for this woman. Do something great for this man. Do it now, oh God. Do it now, oh God. Do it now, oh God. Say to this woman, oh God. Say to this man, oh God. Say to this woman, oh God. Say to this man, oh God. Pray for that person right now. Arise to help this person, oh God. Arise, Lord, to help her. Bring honey out of the rock. Let there be solution, oh God. Let there be breakthrough. Let what she's praying for come to pass. Arise, oh God, to help this woman. In Jesus' name we pray. Change to somebody else. As we are walking now, I saw a door being open for somebody. And that we use it to pray. Every door that the wickedness have closed against this woman. Oh God of heaven, open those good doors for her. Pray for her, pray for her. Every door that wickedness has closed against this person, oh Lord, arise, open the door for her. Arise, oh God, open the door. Pray for that person. Open that door for her. Open the door of good health for her. Open the door of celebration for her.
Open the door of promotion for her. Let her experience you in a new way and a new dimension. Do something good for her, Lord. Do something good for her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Still pray for that person. Everything that looks like disgrace in the life of this person, Lord, turn it around. Let it become celebration. Anything that looks like disgrace, anything that looks like disappointment in the life of this person, Amode, oh God, turn it around today. Baba, turn it around today. Baba, turn it around today. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Ilekutani konishi oluwa ishi. Ah, Libra, that dudu get there, break get there. Everything that is like a disappointment, turn it to celebration. Anything that they say will not come, let it come suddenly. Baba, let it come suddenly. Jehovah, let it come suddenly. In Jesus' name we pray. Still the person you are praying for, you are going to pray. Let the tree of sorrow be uprooted from the life of this person. Tibongo, tibongo. Lord, every tree of sorrow, every tree of disappointment, let it be uprooted with every root, with every source. Let it be uprooted. Pray for that person. Every tree of sorrow, every tree of delay, every tree of disappointment, let it be uprooted, let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Every tree of sorrow, every tree of disappointment, let it be uprooted now. Let it be uprooted. Who planted this tree in the life of this woman? I uproot it by fire. Who planted this sickness in the life of this woman? I uproot it by fire. Who planted this delay in the life of this woman? I uproot it by fire. Who planted this disappointment in the life of this woman? I uproot it by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Pick one person, that's the last person you are picking. And what you are praying for that person is this. There are three there. Hold the mother, let the children hold themselves.
Oh, the mother, let the children hold themselves. We are going to cry to God. Every collective captivity in the life of this person, I break it today. That was saying the syndrome of like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. Do you understand what it means now? That's collective captivity, collective syndrome. Before, as we started, I was saying it here before people came in. I said, my challenge is not even me, but my children. If I have challenge over my children, what will happen to their children? This one don't know how to pray. God really need to help us. The only thing they know is Indomie, chicken and cheese. They don't even know fish and chip again. If you give them fish and chip, they don't want to eat. It's chicken and chip. Indomie. These are generation of Jesse is even better. They are generation of microwave. They cannot cook food from beginning to the end. They buy already made food, warm it. Already made food, warm it. Already soup. What they call soup. All these children, if you are less than 20, what you call soup is not soup. Oh. The soup you buy it at Tesco, that's not soup. Oh. You need to know how to cook from beginning to the end. You are going to cry for that person. Every syndrome of like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, it ends today. Open your mouth, pray for that person. Whoever says, this lady will continue like her mother. Whoever said this man will continue like her father. Whoever said what killed the father will kill him. I end it today. I end collective captivity today. Pray for the person. Pray for yourself. Like father, like daughter. Like father, like son. Like mother, like son. I end the syndrome today. I end the syndrome today. Speak to the life of the person you are holding. You will not end up like your father. You will not end up like your mother. What your father cannot do, you will do it. What your mother cannot do, you will do it. Mountains that stop your mother will not stop you. Mountains that stop your father will not stop you. Pray for the person. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Leave that person and you are going to pray aggressively for yourself. You are going to pray aggressively. This is our last prayer point. It may take us 4 or 5 minutes. You are going to say, oh Lord, arise and bring final solutions. Bring final solution to my predicament. Bring final solution to every issues in my life. Arise, oh God. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Arise, oh God. I need final solution. I cannot continue like this. This year is going, Lord. Arise to help me. Let there be final solution. Arise, oh God. Help me, Lord, tonight. Help me, Lord, today. This year is going. Let there be a final solution. Let there be a solution to all my predicament. This year is going, Lord. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. For my sake, Lord. Arise, oh God. Every stubborn situation, every stubborn problem, oh God, arise, oh, end it today. Arise, oh, end it today. Arise, oh, end it today.
2020 today. This year must not end with me in the same problem. This year must not end with me in the same captivity. Arise, oh God. Pray to God. Lord, I have done what I can do as human. I have prayed the prayer I can pray. I have spent the money I can spend. Oh God, arise to help me. Oh God, arise to help me. My children must end well. I have done what I can do as a father. I have done what I can do as a mother. Oh God, arise to help them. Oh God, arise to help me in my career. I have done the best I could. I'm putting all my effort into it. Oh God, arise. Arise. This year is going to an end. Arise to help me. Arise to help me. Interpret my dream, Lord. Bring solution. Bring solution, oh God. Pray to God. The enemy must not overcome me. The enemy must not have last. Arise, oh God. Otau bodo bori mi oluwa. Otau bodo pimisi yeye oluwa. Arise to help me. Cry to God. It is time for you to raise me up. It is time for you to help me. It is time for you to settle me. It is time for you to end my misery. I must not live the life of pain. I must not live the life of sorrow. I must not live the life of sickness. I must not live the life of disappointment. Arise, oh God, to help me. Cry to him. Ojon lo lori mi oluwa. I am growing old. I am getting old. Oh God, arise to help me. Arise to help me. Shanu mi koto dipe ko se se mo oluwa. Shanu mi koto dipe mi ole enjoy anu to se oluwa. Help me, oh God, before it is too late. Help me, oh God, before the joy cannot be sustained. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I have it's 10 already, but pray this prayer. Lord, use everything around me to solve my problem. The angels who have sent me, the people around me, the helpers around me, the doctors around me, the pastors around me, the prayer warrior around me, everyone you have allowed to be around me, Lord, use them to bring solution to my problem. Pray for yourself for just 1 minute. Pray for yourself. Whoever you have allowed to be within my vicinity, the boss in the office, use them to promote me. Whoever you have allowed within my vicinity, use them to bring the good out of me. Use them to bring solution to this. Use them, oh God. Use them, oh God. Use them, oh God. Use them, oh God. Use everything around me to push me to my glory. To push me to my celebration. To push me to my place of honor. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to think of one song you will sing. Let's say suddenly what you are praying for just come now. What song will come to your mouth? Sing it to God now. Sing it to God now. Sing it to Him now. Just begin to appreciate him before you even get it. Because he's coming. You have not called your children to worship you in vain. You have not called them to pray to you in vain. You have not called them to be in your presence in vain. And so, Lord, arise this afternoon, this morning. Arise, Lord, this morning. Say to your children in the name of Jesus. Say to your children, oh God. Say to them in every area. Say to them in the area of disappointment. Say to them in the area of delay. And let this song, let their song be permanent. Let their song be permanent. Let their song be permanent. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, that cannot be questioned. Lord, that can start a new story and nobody will query. In the life of every one of us today, Lord, start a new story. Lord, start a new story. Lord, start a victory story. Lord, start a success story. Lord, start a celebration story. Lord, let every disappointment end today in the name of Jesus. Lord, walk into our situation. Walk into our life. Bring the best you are putting us out today in the name of Jesus. Lord, use the heavenlies. Use the earthly realms. Use the people. Use the angels to bring our solution out today in the name of Jesus. Jabez prayed, said that your hand may be upon me. Lord, let your hand be upon your children in the name of Jesus. Let your hand be upon them for good in the name of Jesus. In the book of Job 38 verse 12, he said, have you commanded the morning since your days? Have you spoken to the day to take its place? I speak to your new morning. I speak to your new morning. I speak to your new morning to start favoring you right now in the name of Jesus. Anytime you wake up into God's goodness. Anytime you go out, favor will go with you. Because the Bible says, for surely goodness and mercy. It said it will follow you. It said it will overtake you. It said it will live with you. It said it will abide with you. That in nothing will you ever struggle. That in nothing will you ever sorrow. I pray for you today that you will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. You will carry your answers. You will carry your prayer. You will carry what you are requesting for. Mercy will speak for you. The anointing of God will speak for you. You will no more repeat the mistake of your parents. You will no more repeat the mistake of your bloodline. God will start a new bloodline for you. God will start a new generation in you. Your life will be better than anything you have ever experienced. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Before I close.